Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we have an elephant in the room. We are talking tribalism. It's a serious issue that's poisoning our fabric, and even Parliament took notice today. Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. And of course, we are streaming live on our various platforms. That's on Facebook at VOA Live Talk. Also, we are streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. As I've said already, we have an elephant in the room today. We are talking tribalism, and we are not going to be talking in parables. We are tackling the elephant directly. It's an issue that many people are very sensitive to. Many people don't want to talk about it, yet it pervades our fabric and threatens our society as Zimbabweans. That's the issue of tribalism. It was spoken about in Parliament today. Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misairabwe Mishonga, very outspoken. She raised a motion condemning what she calls the issue of, it's a sensitive issue, and really it ties my tongue. But she raised concern about Matabeleland institutions being staffed with Shona-speaking people. She raised a motion complaining about that. She says you find in hospitals, board members are all Shona-speaking people, general managers are all Shona-speaking people, and her motion was supported by another outspoken member of parliament, Tabita Kumalo. Debate was really lit up in parliament, and we are also witnessing in political parties. Talk about ZANU-PF. You have a clash of the Zezurus, a clash of, Karanga people from Aswingo, the Mnangagwas. You look at the MDCT, you have lately, even, previously, with all these pleas, we've had, statements like Mandera Panduga. We also have had statements like Amashona Zenzis. Yet we pretend to be, a united society. No, we are not united, and it's not cool. We have a big problem that we have to talk about, and that is what we are all about today. The marginalization of not only Matabeleland, but different other provinces where you find different tribes is an issue that we have to address as Zimbabweans. Yiloge utaba esingalo lamhlanje utaba lokukhethana ngemihlobo esingathi ye tribalism. ludaba soluhluphile kakhulu ikakhulu sinxa sikhangela amabandla ezombusazwe uyathola ukubana kuzanu PF kulamakaranga bayalwisana lamazezuru kuthiwa ye selibambe kakhulu isikhundla sokuyisikhathi sethu sokudla uthole kubo MDC uvela kathana khonale siyezwa ama-statements afana lokuthi Mandela Panduka ye amashona ayazenzisa Welshman baphuma kwakhulunywa kubi kuthiwa Mandela Panduka othokozani Khuphe sebe ixabene njalo lo baba uTswangirai sephuma njalo lawo ma-statements sizwe bani esisakhayo kambe ngokucwasana ngemihlobo kanje ku-PDP lakho sesikuzwile amaNdebele akhanya sihambe wodwa amashona lawo sihambe wodwa yimpi loba nje kungaliwa ngezikhali akukho right yilo ke udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje edalela parliamente kukhulunywa ngalo lolu daba lamhlanje umuve imotion umama uPriscilla Misaira Mshonga umeli wesigaba seMathabeleland South edalela parliamente esola kakhulu athi ikhangelelwa phansi kwesigaba seMathabeleland uthola ukuthi kula abantu ezibhedlela sikhangela ama-boards sikhangela ngapi ezikhundleni eziphezulu bathi uthola kungamashona wodwa amaNdebele kati ekhangelelwa phansi i-motion leyo isekelwe ngumama uTabita Khumalo kwangenela labe zanu PF labo yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje ndonyaya yatri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi veduwe nyaya yekusarudzana nechirudzi kana kuti tribalism tinoziva unless kana uchigara hako in a different country kana kuti in a different planet asi kana uri mwana wezimbabwe anogara muzimbabwe unofanira kuziva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka panyaya dzekubatana kana kuti kubatana kwemarudzi kana kuti tribal cohesion pane kusarurana uye pane kugunun'una marudzi akawanda especially from vanhu vekumathebeleland vanogara vachichema tokunzwa chero mumapato apa muzanu PF tinoziva kuti pane hondo pakati pemakaranga nemazezuru makaranga ari kuti haiwa mazezuru maane nguva yakareba muchitonga saka yanguva yedu yekudya ndiyo hondo iyoyo vamugave pachavo vakataura vanogara vachitaura uyezve vakataura masvondo maviri matatu apfuura kuti nyaya yanetsa muzanu PF inyaya yetribalism tikuonawo mune mamwe mapato MDCT Mandela Panduka mashona yazenzisa ndiyo nyaya iripo iyoyo mashona uko Mandere uku PDP sekuziva kwenyu from ma incidents akaitika 2 weeks ago takuziva kuti Mandere auko mashona auko saka mvunzo mukuru wati kubvunza nhasi ndewekuti inyika yakadii nhai yatiri kuda kuumba nekupatsanurana kwakadai nekusabvumirana nekusabatana saka we have as our first guest we have an aspiring a member of parliament and that's Vimbai She Muswaburi. Vimbai, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Vimbai. Unfortunately, we are having a connection problem there, but sekutaura kwangu nyaya yekusarurana iyi yapinda mudare reparamende nhasi mumiriri wedunhu reMathabeleland South mudare iri amai Priscilla Misaira Mshonga vanga vachichema-chema vamubva motion vachichema-chema vachiti vanhu vekumathabeleland vari kusarura zvikuru unowana kuti muzvipatara kana kuti mumakamba nehurumende mumainstitutions akawanda-wanda maboard members vese unoona kuti inengo dzacho vanhu vanobva kumashonaland. Saka vari kuti chero vanhu vanotsvaira nhaiwe, chero madebt collectors nhaiwe, ko kumatevereland hapana here vanhu vanogona kuita basa iroro? Inyaya kurukura nezvaya zvikuru mudare iri, uyezve vachitsigirwa namuzvare Tavita Khumalo. We now have Vimbaishe Mushwabure. Good evening, Vimbai, and welcome on Studio 7.
Kalvonani, Baba Linjani.
Hai, siyaphila, unjani lawo?
Hai, uphilile.
Yazi nguzwela kachana, Vimbai. Okay, let's dive into it. Tribalism, we have spoken about this here before. You had your own reservations about it. Today in Parliament, the issue of tribalism came up again. As I've said, members of Parliament from Matabeleland complaining about, you know, what they view as a systematic, you know, sidelining by the Shona tribe. What's your take on that?
I think I still have the same stance regarding tribalism, because in the situation a corner katesi baba nyokuthi nami ngomunye wakhona babona ngani lo line weMashonaland udingani lapha kobulawayo, kodwa kahle ayisikho lokho. Ngoba mina ngilebizo elizwakala ngani ngeleMashonaland, kodwa ngikhulele kobulawayo. So nilokungazisisi kahle xa ngokuthi sifika endaweni esibuzwa ngayo leyo ndaba, ngoba kweyinye indaba futhi ngiphinde ngizisise, ngoba iqiniso lapho ongena khona eMathebeleland awunyeke uswele umuntu okhuluma ngesishona. Bagcina sebethi zibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba sokutshele lo Vimbai othi hayi mina ngizakhuluma ndani ngesihlobo seni, okuthi ungangena e-police station umpholisi akasoza uzawukhulumisa ngesishona nxa ungezi isishona wena. So kukhanya ngathiwa sokuyi-problem yakho wena unguwo Matabeleland. Kodwa njalo, coming back to that issue where we are saying that how do we resolve all that, because by right we are not even supposed to be talking about the tribal issue, but the reality is it's real. Ikhona, ikhona iproblem yona leyo, kodwa izoyenziwani? Mina ngeqiniso I think ngomunye wakhona oyehlulekayo kumbe onzimelwayo ngaleyo ndaba, ngoba angizwisisi njalo angiyisekele.
Please do stay on the line. Vimbai, as I welcome our second guest tonight, a disclaimer, that's my friend. He's one of my best friends, Gift Piri. We were together in college, and now he's the news editor of the Daily News. Good evening, Gift, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Jungamini. Good evening to you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
We are talking tribalism, Gift. Tonight, Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misaira Gimishonga, warning that we might at some point have a tribal war in Zimbabwe if the issue of tribalism is not addressed. Your take?
I think she's absolutely right. If you go through January to August, I think we have consistently reported, you know, with alarm the increase in use of ethnicity, hate speech, intra-party conflict and violence in virtually all the political parties, from the ruling party to the opposition. And this is a cause for serious concern. It seems that tribalism is now pervading almost every sphere of the policy, you know, right from cabinet, the various arms and levels of the party, government, defense forces, the intelligence, the police, the public service. It's everywhere, you know. So you've got literally ethnic and security elites literally capturing the state, Mr. Gambino.
Okay, looking at, before we dive into the, tribalism within the Shona tribe, we know there are subdivisions there, moving ahead on the issue of Matabele land, all these complaints, we saw at the weekend, MDCT, Member of Parliament, Eddie Cross, complaining about the Ndebele people, saying that at times they seem to demand too much. They want to be overrepresented in everything, and really he caught a lot of flack from activists and many people in Matabele land over that. Do people in Matabele land have a legitimate complaint about being marginalized?
Oh, yes, indeed. Look, I think what is happening right now is that it would seem this is escalating dangerously because of an absence of perhaps a respected senior and a voice within the aspect of government. You know, someone with the stage of perhaps the Dr. Joshua Nkomo, someone like Denise Dabenga, someone really with, a stature, a respected voice. I think what we are witnessing is that, Vice President Kezela Mpoko, as the ZANU-PF second secretary, I get a sense that he has failed to command the national respect that, he is in a way targeting himself in one faction of ZANU-PF. He's seen as weak and with, many questions lingering about his leadership, seniority, and credentials. And as this is happening, there are serious, grievances, around the emotive Gukurawundi issue. He leads the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, but really he has failed, to bring emotional closure to this case. He looks aside when there is a continued, state-sanctioned denial of this genocide and a substantive explanation. And, this is happening amid marginalization of Matabele land. This Shona dominance narrative, it can be seen as giving grief to groups such as, the Vukani Amahlabe Zulu, Mbovani Amahlabe Zulu, the mockery groups of, groups arising trying to, push forward this agenda, and recently of the declaration of Ndebele Kingdom. So really, there is a serious grievance here that, the absence of a respected voice within the aspect of government, it can be seen through, this factor in grievance, within the body policy of the country.
Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. And Vimbai, please do stay on the line as well. Ndimbotora, Mkoma Paul, South Africa. And by the way, we will be having Priscilla Misere Mgumishonga and Tabita Kumalo on this show. They raised this issue in Parliament, and we are trying to reach them as we speak. Mkoma Paul, South Africa, Magadi.
Dino Fara Magadi,
Aywa, Dribo, Kurise, South Africa, go.
Ah, South Africa, kuri nani, chongo zogu chema chema kuti, hey, mizaneta kumusha uku.
Ah, zichanaka tikabatana.
Ah, ndizvo zvo.
Mainzo akanyairi mugango nyaya kusarura nai.
Nyaya iripo iyi, nyaya iripo iyi, marudzi ekusarura nai. Noona kuti dai vanhuZimbabwe takafunga kubva kure, nyaya haina kutanga nhasi. Yakatanga even panguva yevarungu chaivo vachatonga munyika muyamo. Munoona kuti history yataiita chaiyo yange yakasiyana vanhu vekumatebhelerendi nekumanhu vekumashonarendi. Nai kumasenari sendra uko ukanza ati kuti paa pane history mwadzaenzezwa vanatebhenguru vakatengesa nyika. Vanhu vakamatebhelerendi vakauya vakatora vanhu vanakadzi vanhukadzi vakaenda navo kumashonarendi uku vachienda navo uku. Ndiyo hondo imwe inonetsa iyoyo. Tozouya zvakare zvinhu pahurumende yedu yakazopinda izvi. Takada kutarisa zvakaramba zvikondinya, takada kutarisa maelections yavo akaitwa 1980. Hazvirevi kuti ZANU PF yakahwina nekuti inogona kutonga. Zvakaitwa zvakare nepolitical grounds kuti marudzi api ZAPU yainzi ndeye manjevere, ZANU ichinzi ndeye mashona. Nyangu hedu tiziva kuti hondo chaiyo vaJoshua Ngomo ndoo vanhu vakanga vakatanga nehondo ende vaitungamira zvekuti dai varivo vakatonga panguva iyoyo ndivo vakanga vaizivikanwa zvokwadi kana kumashona sendra kuya kwako nanamusika vachienda kuna Howard kuya kwako yakanga iri ZAPU yese asi vakadyiwa nekuti chi vachinzi manjevere. Tobva ipapo vamugabe chaivo nguva yemadisturbance yekunzezvo vanoitana neZAPU vakaenda kuGwanda. I still remember one of the days vachabvesa rari vachiti handi nyika ine haitongwe nemanjevere. Vakaencourage, vakaita kuti zvinhu zvirambe zvichirwadza zvikuru. Vakazokonganisa vanhu vakauraya vanhu zvisina nomusoro. Zvinova zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. Ende uyezve nyaya yemarudzi iyoyo yatadzisa kuti nyika inge ichisumuka nekuti nyange munhu achiziva zvaari papozition haakwanisi kusumudzirwa nekuti nyonzi anobva kuti kumatebhelendi kana kuti anobva kumakaranga kana kuti anobva kumazezuru. Unoona kuti mumwe munhu anogara kungosiya jaketi rake patebhuru achienda kwaane kwaanoita nekuti munhu anozivikanwa nevanhu vakuru pamusoro hapana zvaanoitwa. Nyika inenge itodzokera mashure haisimudziki.
Saka mukoma Paul, pachidimbi papo timbotora vamwe, asi pane nyayawo yekupokana kuripo mukati metribe yemashona muZANU PF zvikuru, mazezuru anonzi makaranga. Ingapedzwa sei nyaya? Tikuona vamugave vakugara vachitemwa nemusoro vachichemawo kuti haiwa nyaya yanetsa muZANU PF inyaya yetribalism.
Vakadzidza kare kare nehisiri kuti zvivanhu vanopesaniswa sei nevarungu. Vakaita kuti vanhu vapesane ivo vakateera gura revarungu iroro vakapesanisa vanhu kubva kumakaranga nemazezuru iwaya kuti varambe vari pachigaro uye zvavana kuda kuzegadzirisa iyo ndomuonzere zvimwe akabva kukonzeresa futi zvimwe zvakanyaisa nyika yose. Inii ndaifungidzira kuti nyanga iri nyaya yematebhele yemandevere nemashona dai zvichine kuita vakatasa vanhu vakadzi vechindevere havarambe kuroorwa kuti vaende kumashonarendi vanonogara zvakanaka. Vakadzi vechishona havade kuenda kumatebhelerendi ende havatombudi. Varume vechishona vanokwanisa kuroora mandevere asi vakadzi varume vechindevere havade zvekuroora futi mashona. Ipapo dai ndima intermarriages akaita iwayayo toita vana vachisangana vachimhoresana vachita sei zvinhu zvinogona kupera as time goes on. Asi zvakamuramba ingoti uyunita kwake aenda kwake uyezve mapromotions iwamutaurayiwa zvichokwadi zvino zvinokonzereswawo nekuti zvakare kumatebhelerendi if you want to find out mabasa akadzi kumabasa kuya kwako vanononoka kunopinda mabasa anenge auya ari achiuya ayaya wozoona kuti dzungu vanozotorwa vamabasa aya nevamwe vanenge vari nekuti vanenge vachitasi vakaita maintermarriages sezvai kusouth africa kunoku most of them vanoda kumhanyira kuenda kusouth africa votadza kuita further their education kuti vazosvika padzistandard iyoyo ndei mwana dha factor inonetsawo zvakare ikoko kumatebhelerend ikoko that's why fanhati samose positions anozotorwa neti nevanobva kumashonarendi. Kana tanza kuti mashonarendi adzava chese katatse kuti mashonarendi chese kana kuna mutariko iko vanenge vari imomomo dai vachita fedha dai education vasingazomhanyira kuenda kusouth africa kuvanoziva kunoti kumabasa ndio zvimwe zvinonetsawo izvozvo.
Tinotenda mukoma Paul nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, tatenda.
Now we have Honorable Tabita Kumalo on the line. We are still trying to reach Honorable Priscilla Misaira Gumishonga because she's the one who raised this motion in Parliament. Honorable Kumalo, good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
We are talking tribalism and, you know, you guys took up this issue in Parliament today. In brief, before we delve deeper into this matter, in brief, give us a summary of what happened in Parliament today.
Thank you. It's not the issue of tribalism. The motion was about marginalization. And the only way for Honorable Monsieur Harambee to prove that was to go to quasi-government institutions and double-check that if whether there is a regional balance in the appointment of board members or appointment of law firms. Eh? And it was discovered that all the law firms that are appointed are coming from Harare. And can you imagine where is the logic for a lawyer leaving Harare and going to Victoria Falls to go and deal with some issues of a government company there? And our argument was, does that mean that we don't have reputable law firms in these provinces who can do exactly the same job of this of these lawyers that are coming from Harare? We are talking of ZESA. We are talking of K1. And the constitution is very clear. We have 16 languages in Zimbabwe. There must be regional balance in these 16 languages. So it is not about tribalism. It's marginalization of other regions by one or two regions. And the argument that is being raised so far is that it is the Zulu. And a good example was given that there was a law firm, there was a company where people were working. And it happened that for the general manager, somebody passed away. And the company was meant to be shut down because everybody working there was either Mzukuru or Sekuru. And another example is Ibulaya Rainbow. A bone gate is made by somebody who came all the way from around there. Are you telling us as uneducated as we are accused of being uneducated because we are going to South Africa? Can we fail to pick up a broom and close it? And second, the issue of us being uneducated is not fair. You are forgetting that we killed the Kukra Wound in 1987. And we have survivors of Kukra Wound whose parents died. This government refused to give them any form of identification. And the laws of this country are very clear. You cannot write your grade 7 results without a birth certificate. Now, the million-dollar question is, these kids have tried several times, the 37-year-old, 38-year-old, who also have kids, to go and get birth certificates for themselves. And they are being asked to bring the people that were there when his or her mother gave birth to them. Heavenly Father, where on earth can these children get these witnesses? When they did not witness it because they did not see what was happening. And all what we are saying, don't accuse them for going to South Africa. They are going to South Africa simply because Zimbabwe has denied them identity. They are fathers, they are mothers, they have got kids. They have to look after their kids by hook or by crook. So the only thing that they can do which sounded palatable to them was to go and risk their lives and work like dogs and treated like animals because this government denied them the right to be identified.
Uh-huh.
That is marginalization. It's not tribalism.
Please do stay on the line there. Honorable Kumalo, I know you are trying to be politically correct, but I will call it tribalism because the issue of marginalization, you have the Ndebele people saying they are being marginalized by you. By the Shona people, and that is tribalism. But hold your horses there. Honorable Kumalo, and Mkomagizi, also hold your horses. I'm coming back to you. Ndimbo Toram Tererin Tate Umlaleli Lapa Uzaba. Mzansinjalo. Nimzana Zaba Gunjan.
Niyaphila Ntunga linjani Nkomo?
Hayi siyaphila kunjani Mzansi?
Hayi eMzansi kuhle kakhulu uyazi ngiyezwa indaba esegudini lapha inhle kodwa imbi.
Mhm.
Mina Ntunga ngifuna ukukhuluma iqiniso lonke phakathi kwezizwe zonke between Shonas and Ndebele. Umshona olaleleyo amanje ku generation walezi nsuku ma right uza kuzwa uza engikukhulumayo umdebelo walezi nsuku ophila kulezi nsuku eku generation yalezi nsuku uza yemukela into engiyikhulumayo ngoba lapha mina ngifisa ukulamula imihlobo leyo ngu2 ehlala isondana ingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu bonke Nkomo asikhangeleni emuva le ngesikhathi sabo Joshua Nkomo uJoshua Nkomo ukuze abe ngumkhokheli wezaphu akakhethwanga ngamaNdebele kuphela wakhethwa ngamashona ayengala tribalism liyakuqaphelisa khona lokho
yebo baba
yikho yebo yikubona Nkomo wenelisa amashona hathi Nkomo sikhokhele ngokubona ubuqotho bakhe amashona lezinsuku namandebela lezinsuku umuntu obaqedileyo ngumdala obusayo nalo nguyona inkinga oqeqa abantu ezama ukugeyina ipolitically lokhuzana population okwenzela ukuthi amashona akuzaphu amaningi aphume kuzaphu amulandele because yena maye semobhalayiza abantu amashona aye kuzaphu uthi yena ulingalandela umuntu ole 21% thina sile 79% sizawina singamashona kube kathi umuntu owabulala ilizwe lakithi kahle kahle ngumdala uNyerere elabelungu besenzela ukuthi umgabe abuse weni kulungile konke lokho kodwa umshona oweqiniso nomndebele oweqiniso kabaphume bebona ihistory yabonkomo lamashona akudala lana akhetha onkomo ukuthi abakhokhele ngoba i-executive kankomo yayingamashona othinamalo owurimsarura onzira masanga osameli mnotawafa bonke those people are shoners athi yiwo abakhetha onkomo why bengabandlululi laba bantu bengazange bembandlulule unkomo ukuthi ngumndebele lapha nizama ukulamula abantu ukuthi kababona ukuthi i-tribalism vela yisozisebenzi ezilungu bengakhangela ukuthi bengumhlobo bani ukabayekela into kapresident obusayo lo ngoba wayezama ukugeyina ilokuzana i-population ngumpa ngazwe ngiyabonga Ntunga
siyabonga lathi babazaba Mkoma Givin sandazoka kwamuri papo I have tweets here from my friend Duduzi Matutu the founder of newzimbabwe.com and also former editor of the Chronicle he was observing events in parliament today and he tweeted tribalism. Zimbabwe needs to get a handle on this thing, or we will have little Catalonians everywhere. Today's debate in Parliament instructive. He continued, there is a Shona white tendency to say a politician of Ndebele extraction standing on a point of order principle is a tribalist. He also said, Joshua Nkomo, tribalist. Walshman Nube, tribalist. Gibson Spanda, tribalist. Gordon Moyo, tribalist. Tokozani Kupe, tribalist. You see, Mkoma Givi, Pindai Ipapo, I know you know more about politics Zekumashonaland than I do. All I know is in ZANU-PF there is a civil strife brewing between the Zezurus and the Karangas. Mboti tsanangurira ipapo kuti zvakamira sei chaizvo pakurwisana kwema different sub-tribes mumashonaland uyezve hondo yezanu-PF muri kuiona ichisvika kupi?
Okay, I think we need to unpack this issue a little bit.
Nero rimirwa mai mgoma.
years. Because the leadership of ZANU-PF has been seen as predominantly in Soro. And now, the Karangas are now suggesting that it is now also their time to be also. You can see attempts to, you know, consolidate, you know, the Zulu visibility, so such as the unconquerable, you know, if you go to ZANU-PF, I mean, you hear these songs playing unconquerable, and really, there is not much, you know, being done by the leadership to stop this open, you know, warfare, the tribal warfare, as it were. I think, right through this presidential meeting that is running, I think only in Mashingo, I think it was especially in Mashingo, yes, the president reprimanded those driving with the ethnic agenda. You know, he actually said the seniors who want to corrupt the youth, we no longer want to be ruled by, you know, the Zulus. Well, he says they are tribalist. Okay. So this is something which is festering, and I think the political temperatures will rise as we head towards the election. You know, with the political actors resorting to their ethnic interests, you know, and also, you know, it's likely also to escalate the, you know, the uncertainty around the succession battle. Intensifies and possibly it could generate the open wave of hatred, you know, and the sense of entitlement by one ethnic group over another. We witnessed what has been happening with Vipin Mnangagwa using tribal, you know, ranting at the late Minister Shivaima offers the memorial, you know, where really he spoke out openly, you know, about, you know, the Karanga, you know, where he pushed the Karanga agenda that, you know, really, you know, rallying his troops, you know, really preparing them for battle that we need to fight back and reclaim our place in the sun. So really, this is getting really out of hand. And it's not only the ruling party in Singamil. If you look at it closely, it's getting even in the opposition. But, you know, really, this whole thing, I think, it's really getting out of hand. I don't know what will be the end game here, but it's not looking really good. Because as we, you know, as we head towards these elections, I don't see this China dominant narrative, you know, dying down in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. Honorable Kumalo, tichitarisa ma languages aripo munyika, officially recognized. Tine 16, we have Chewa, Khoisan, Tonga, Tswana, Chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English, Ndau, Sotho, sign language, Kalanga, where I come from, of course, Gubu Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. But we have seen in Parliament, as members of Parliament, tino mbowona kwaka wanda kana nengo. Inotaura any other language. Say, I observed at one point, paka simuka nengo edare inotaura, I think, Tonga language. Ikataura nechitonga mudarere paramende. And the Speaker of Parliament wakataiwa taura nechirungu. Nekuti nengo zinotaura shona azinzwi. Izvozvo zvakaitika futi masvondo last week and last of last week. Takaona imwe nhengo ichisimuka ichitaura nendevele. Asi speaker vakati haiwa taura nechirungu. Nyaya yakadaro muri kuionawo sei senhengo dzedare. Tichitarisa kuti any other language that I've mentioned is a language that is recognized in Zimbabwe. And nengo dzedare reparamende dzine kodzero yekutaura chero ipi language mudare. Muri kuzvionawo sei, Mzvare Kumalo? Hello, Honorable Kumalo? I think we have lost Honorable Kumalo there, but we'll try to reconnect. My other guest, Gift, is gone. Amafoni ayahlupha namhlanje bantu bakithi. Ecingweni eMzansi silo mlaleli lapha nemtereri vamtholi. Makati mkomo wangu South Africa uko. Aiwa tripo tripo stereki
murukuyi ndikomatunga
ye maizwa nyari mugango murukuyi ona wose
ndikomatunga zvakaoma ndikomatunga sorry ndichangobata zvakati wandei but kuitira kuti your time tribalism iriko. Tribalism iriko chaizvo munyika medu. Tribalism iriko inovhera zva 1980 tongoti zvekumashure zvangombotaurwa namukoma Paul azvishande ziyazvino. Yangotanga pano kubva 1980. Kune kusvika iye zvino izvi zvatosimiwa zvese kusvika kupurawayo zvatosimiwa kwatove nematebrut kuti vanhu vakati havafanirwi kumbobata chimwe chiro kunofanirwa kuti kubate vanhu vakati. Ukasvika kupolice station mashona wada mundevela anenge unofinda kuti unowana kana kuti one kumacolleges kunoiswa munhu one anovhimba vanhu vese mucollege. Kungave kupolice kunoiswa munhu anovhimba vanhu vese. Kungave kudepartment iripo kunoiswa munhu anovhimba ende anenge achinyatsoziva kuti senemi iyi ndeyechi ndeyendevele. So this person is not supposed to be there. Kungave kumunicipality, kungave kupi, ndivo vese vanoti. Izvi zviri kuitika kana kugovernment kwacho. Hakuna munhu one anotungamira anove ari mundevere anonzi ndiye is being deputized nemunhu anonzi mushona anonzi Gwegwere. Hazvitomboitiki since 1980 kubva kueducation kusvika pai munhu wese. Zimbabwe ningi ndevele person is a deputy. Ndevele person is a deputy. Kumunicipality kusvikira vazochinja nemamu chisito. Kusvika vachinja madirectors ekuHarare. Akaheva vanhu vanga vasiri madirectors vakanonzi vapromota kuenda kuBulawayo. Kuti vanoita madirectors ekuHousing. Izvezvi dzimba kuBulawayo hazvichatowanikwi nemunhu anenge ari mundevere. Zvinotiwo kana munhu wacho achinge mundevere anenge ari mupasiteri asangana. Anenge mai vacho arichi. Ari mundevere baba wacho ari mushona baba wacho ari mundevere anoiti senemi yamai. Saka zvinhu izvi mukoma hazvitombostopeki. Anoramba ndianoramba nounge achitaura kuti vakadzi venhingi vanotorwa uko ndivo vanogara mushe. Ini namarriage to shona. I'm a typical ndevere. I'm married to shona. She tells you my wife. Everybody else knows it. Kana inimi wacho mozviziva kubva vana mugabe ari he preaches the same gospel. He said in 1995, and I quote, all ndevele dzinoda kusvika vanani munhu, go back to your country in South Africa. 1995, vamugabe, vechitaura kuti vanhu vendevele vauda kusvika vanani. And ipapo zvanga zvabva kupi, 1983, anga abva kuponda vanhu. Recently, he said Makalanga, haana kudzidza. Imimi mukataura mumwe munhu wepa next door pamberi pevana venyu. Vana venyu vanenge vachisora vachitaura nyaya yamadini yamataura. Saka vamugabe ndivo vakasima tribalism kuvanhu. Vanotaura izvozvo. Izvozvi vanhu vese mashona ese anoti mandevele kuti asawana mabasa is because havana kudzidza. Where did they get those words from? They got it from their father or from their grandfather. Iyoyo. Iyoyo mukomatunga haitombopedu. Police station ukataura nendevere kana kuti kupi kuroad block chaiyo kunotonzi mangwanani hakuna hakumbonzi kunjani. For you kuti ukwanise kuti ufure neparoad isusi wa driving ukwanise kuti ufure ndinotofanira kuti ndiite zvandiri kuita izvozvo. kuti ndinosvika kuHarare zvakanaka. Inini imba yangu iri muHarare. Ndinosvika zvakanaka ndokuti ndifambe. Ukangokuruma chete watokuvara.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ngatisini iyo yatosima zvakachitaurwa na sisiningi musairambo. It's true. And it's happening. Vana Jonathan Moyobete ndo zvandaitaura vachuma musiya ve. Vanongouya basa kuda kuzvisisidzira muchiri kutondera zvandakambotaura. Kuzvida kuzvipinza pavasingadini, pavasingakwane. Apa kuda kunyengerera kuti munhu awane chekuzha chekubata. Otherwise, we were told directly by our president kuti we are not Zimbabweans. Munhu anotaura mashona azere isu kulagwero izvezvi. Vakapinda nechijambaja vakavhumirwa vakapinda. Mundevele vakangoenda kunopinda izvozvi kumasvingo kana kuti kupi. Vanotonzi kovabva nekupi vanhu ivava.
Aha, Ngoma Mutoli, tinotenda regai timbotora vamwe vatereri, asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotendawo mukomi.
Aha, singakaqhubekeli phambili, ngakathatha omunye umlaleli, sibuyele ku-honorable Khumalo sesilayo njalo ecingweni. Makhumalo, bengisakhuluma mina ngendimi esilazo eZimbabwe zingu-16. Sile sitshewa, isikhoyisen, isitonga, isitswana, likayi, isibarwe, Chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English, Ndau, Sotho, Sign Language, Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. Kodwa sesike sabona amalunga edalela eParliamente kungasukuma ilunga elikhuluma ngolunye ulimi olungaso singisi olungaso sishona kuba lomsindo. Ungaphakama ukhulume ngesiNdebele, hayi usifike uhle yakutshela ukuthi no, khuluma ngelanguage ezwiwa ngumuntu wonke. Ungaphakama ukhulume ngesiTonga, no, khuluma ngolimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke, either isikhiwa or isishona. Liluphatha njani lolu daba lani njengamalunga edale?
Yilo udubo esikhawezama ukulicubungula ngoba last week uminister omgumi wabuzwa ngu-Olavo Mahoka ngesishona. Ubaba uminister omgumi uthe esukuma ekhuluma ngesiNdebele watshelwa ukuthi kakhulume ngesilungu kwenzela ukuthi abanye bezwe. Thina esivela emaNdebeleni namhla lani ngikhuluma ngithe ngiyakhuluma ngesiNdebele uspeaker wangitshela ukuthi khona no wakhuluma ngesiNdebele ekhuluma ngani ngesilungu njalo uyakwanisa ukuthi usikhulume. Kodwa abanye bakhuluma ngeshona asombuzo okuzwayo. So esikubuzayo khona mhlawumbe lasibandlulula sekwenze njani kavumelana ukuthi iconstitution ikangela indimi zonke. So asikhulumi nge-tribalism la ngoba amakhalanga la akhuluma ngesikhalanga kuthi angabakhulume ngesilungu. AmaNdebele akhuluma ngesiNdebele bakhulume ngesilungu. AmaTonga kuyafanana. So ayishiki soda esiphuma eMandebeleni esibandlululwayo. Isizathu esimakazi ukuthi kumele lathi siphiwe ithuba ukhuluma ngolimi lukamama ukwenza ukuthi ngicace njalo ngicacele ogogo labokhulu abasemakhaya abangizwa isikhiwa.
Aha, nasi indaba-ke khonapho uyakhuluma umama Makhumalo. Indaba engiyitshoyo ukuthi indimi silendimi ezilitshumi lasithupha eZimbabwe ezikumthethosisekelo ezikuconstitution ziyavunyelwa ukuba na umuntu azikhulume. Ngisho lasedalela eParliamente siyakubona kuba makhelwane eSouth Africa ilunga liyaphakama likhuluma ngesikhiwa, likhuluma ngesiZulu, likhuluma ngesiAfrikaans, likhuluma ngesiVenda, likhuluma ngesiSuthu, kulama interpreters wonke umuntu uvunyelwa ukukhuluma ngolimi lwakhe. Kodwa eZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi sikubonayo ungakhuluma, ungaphakama ukhulume ngesiShona, are you right? Ungakhuluma isiNgisi, are you right? Ungakhuluma ngesiKhalanga, hayi wrong, ukhuluma ngolimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke. Ungakhuluma isiNdebele, hayi, ukhuluma ngolimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke njengokwenziwe uMakhumalo lamhlanje. That's where really we have a problem because this is parliament that we are talking about. Iparliament, idarere parliament iri red way ratiri kukurukura nezvaro. We nengo zedare pazinobvumirwa kutaura chero ipi language, kana uri mzezuru unobvumirwa kutaura nechizezuru chako, kana uri mushona taura nechishona, kana uri murungu taura nechirungu, kana uri mndevele taura nechindevele, kana uri mukhalanga senini levelekanechikhalanga kana uri mutonga taura nechitonga chako asi kazhinji mudare redu reparamende which should be leading by example kana usingatauri chirungu kana kuti chishona haiwa you are out of order. You are out of order. We na kuluma ngoli moli zwangu mtuonge. Taurani language ino nzikwa ne munhu wose. And that is wrong, people. Speaker of Parliament and your deputies, that is wrong. You know it's wrong and it should not be happening. I know, you know, I'm risking maybe being called a tribalist myself. I don't know, but if truth be told, there is tribalism everywhere. Every institution of our society, you find people try to, you know, pretend that these tensions are not there. But that is not true. And the only way we can deal with it, the only way we can end tribalism, the only way we can end marginalization is to talk about it. And you don't solve a problem by sweeping it under the carpet. Augoni kugadzirisa nyaya nekusa taura nezvayo. Hazvibviri. Akwenzakala kuti ulungisise I problem. Ngokuifihla nje, you know, phansi kwomqamelo, phansi kwekarpet. Hayibo. Ukuze indaba uyilungisise, bhekana layo, confront that program, that problem, and that's what we are doing here. Tonight, we are talking tribalism that's destroying our fabric, that's destroying our societies. And in the words of Honorable Priscilla Misairabwe Mushonga, we are risking a civil tribal war in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, I know she's burning to say something. She keeps calling me on WhatsApp. I promised to have her on the program, but we are just unable to reach her on her phone. Ma Kumalo, how do we move forward? Ma Kumalo?
Yebo.
How do we move forward?
No, the way forward is that let's stop government, ZANU-PF government, must stop remedying symptoms. Let's go to the causes of these things. And the causes of these things are causing multiplier symptoms. This business of hiding behind their finger every time we mention issues of marginalization and the attempt into tribalism. Tribalism is there. And the ZANU-PF government is very aware that they marginalize almost all the provinces. As long as you don't speak their language, you don't qualify. If you don't speak their language, you don't get a job. You don't speak their language, you don't get promotion. All what we are saying, let's go to the cause. And the cause is very clear. Stop ruling and dividing these tribes. We are all Zimbabweans, first and foremost. And we have a right to equity. All of us, all 15 of us. There is no language that is...
Sorry there, says Lasile Umakumalo kodwa silaba laleli ecingweni Honorable Misairabwe Mushonga sesinike ilandline yakhe ke sizamzama khona apho kodwa singakayi kuye sathe ubaba uKhumalo eGweru ngamafitshane baba Khumalo singenile kuhlelo
ngiyabonga le indaba esegudini babantunga baba kulokhu bengikomo.
Yebo ba.
Hello.
Yebo kukhuluma Khumalo.
Ngoba ngokuthi anti yangiza kahle.
Ngiyakuzwa kuhle ngamafithana.
Hello. Okay. Ngokuthi ngokuthi mina anti abathi kula ezindalo kula ma intermediate. Mina mama ngomasingo le. Lishona le masingo mina ngindevele. Kuke kwaba nendaba nale sihluphana ekhaya. Angithi umntwana mama omncane esithi mina ngilindebele akumela kanjani ngihlale kokomama omncane angithi abona manje omama bayihlala phansi bayilungisa indaba le nale so indaba ehluphayo ngaba tothi mina nsangingi-aplay ukuba lindebele so mina angeza ke ngikholapha ngwani ngangakho ngangakho ngangingane lisi ukukhuluma isiNdebele ukukhuluma isiShona I'm sorry umama ngoba wasikhulisa sikhuluma ngesiNdebele ngithi
aha Khumalo
ngangekho fluent kuShona
yebo yebo ngiyakuzwa Khumalo ngicela ubambe khonapho baba ngamukele uhonorable BC Arabi Mushonga mhlonitsho ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Hi siyaphila, we've been trying to reach you, but we are glad that we have you finally. And we only have 4 minutes left, and I regret it because we wanted to have you from the outset. But the floor is yours. You raised a very topical, very interesting, very relevant issue in Parliament today.
Yeah, hi. Sikhuluma ngento marginalization. But more importantly, namuhla emotion yami ibikhangele into yokuthi manxa sithatha izinto ezinjengamathenda ama-resources, particularly things that are to do with the debt collection. Bengifuna ukuthi ngikufake ukuthi abantu bazibonele bona, because most of the time when you raise these issues, that there is tribalism, that people deliberately don't deal with other people that are coming from a particular region, many things are thrown at you. So today was to use just one example to demonstrate that asishani, when we say there is a problem, there is a real problem. And so I presented the position around debt collectors and who the debt collectors are, and we could not find one person who was coming from the southern region, either as a debt collector, even for debt collection of things that are in Matabeleland, things like Ompilo, things like OUBH. Even where the debt collectors are lawyers, we could not find one firm which is a firm that has people that are coming from the southern region. So, of course, the debate after Honorable Khumalo came in, you know, they then went into other issues that, you know, basically show that there is a problem. But the essence of this particular motion was to be able to show people that we are not mad. This is real. And that there is a method to the madness.
So
we are going to be doing that as weeks come by.
So, Honorable, do you have a sense that your colleagues from the other side appreciate your concerns?
Well, the good thing about today is, in fact, one of the best speeches on this issue came from a member of parliament from ZANU-PF. But true to it, he comes from the southern region. But he was perhaps the most clearest about what this issue is. And for me, it is a victory. Ukuthi ayisikholoka ukuthi manxa sikhulume kwethu khona ngabo khuphe ngabo Khumalo ngabo Ndebele. Ngabo Misa Irabi, kathesi labo abantu bezanu bebelokhe bekubona ukuthi kubi, but namuhla uze wasukuma wakhuluma. Ngalibonile ukuthi abantu bezanu bangikhona bebemtshayela izandla okungakanani, particularly those that are coming from the region. And for me, I think that's the biggest victory that we scored with this motion.
Let's wrap it up, Honorable Misa Irabi. We have just 1 minute. And I think, you know, when we likaladi, so you can say it without being labeled a tribalist. Maybe there is people who do think you're a tribalist, but I think you are more qualified to talk about this. How do we move forward in 30 seconds?
We should keep saying things as they are. We should never be silenced, because those that are in the majority always want to call us names when we raise real issues. So today we refuse to be silenced, and I'm glad that we stood up for ourselves.
Thank you, the Honorable Ms. Arabi Mushonga. And I'd like to apologize to our listeners who are holding right now. We are unable to take your calls because it's time up, time to disconnect. Thank you, Priscilla Misaragwe Mishonga, Gift Spirit, Tabitha Khumalo Vimbaishe, Mushwaburi, Tungamili Nkomo. Let's keep united people, not to tribalism. Good night.